This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Discover a world where unexpected blackberry flavor transports you to a berry delicious place. A world so full of refreshing blackberry iced tea that you may never want to leave. However, you will eventually have to. But take your time. Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Visit amazon.com/pureleaf and enter 20 Pure Leaf for 20% off your purchase of new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea.
Arise, Bingetown. How we feeling today? It's your boy Dave, and I am joined by fellow weebs Alki and Kyle, and we are extremely excited and at the same time extremely devastated to bring you our season one finale coverage of the hit Korean webtoon anime adaptation Solo Leveling, episode 12, titled Arise, which will never not send chills down my spine whenever I hear it. But of course, this was the hype moment in the manga and in the anime that we've been so craving all this season four. This was the reveal of the class and Song Jin-woo's destiny that lies ahead of him. It was just a beautiful episode, I thought. I'm so excited to get more content. We'll discuss the future seasons and how they're planning on releasing them, I guess, at the very end of the podcast. So stick around to hear our thoughts on that. But otherwise, I need it now. I need the whatever season two is going to be called, season one, part two. Like, I need that right now. It shouldn't be too much longer of a wait, but this is where the story actually finally begins, and it's really genuinely only uphill from here, even though that's what it's been the whole season. So just what are your guys' thoughts on how they adapted the Song Jin-woo job request episode?
I'll take it. First of all, I want to say what a crescendo of a season, man. I think it developed so well. Or whatever it'll end up being called, part one or whatever. But it was so, I just seeing him grow physically and mentally was a treat. This episode was fantastic, man. The fight in this side quest, like the class announcement, all of it was like poetic almost. Everything made sense. Igris guarding the empty throne because it's his.
Yeah,
it's his throne, baby.
Exactly.
And it's just so baller. Like, he is a baller. The growth that he experienced just in the fight was sweet. And I'm really happy to see how this anime takes off, because it seems to have a lot of steam. And I'm glad that we know about it from the webtoon. You know what I mean? Like, I feel privileged. So that's what I have to say.
But at the same time, I'm sure you're wishing you could experience it for...
Oh, yeah. I was saying while we were watching, Dave and I watched together, I'm like, damn, I'm kind of jealous of everybody just like seeing this for the first time. But it doesn't matter. It's still so epic. And Kyle, take it away.
I'm trying to find like the right words to say this, but like the thing that comes to mind is, with the caveat that it's a great episode still, but like I feel like I was a little disappointed by it. It just felt like last episode was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt like if they had found a way, like, you know, sometimes where TV shows do like extended finale episodes, mm-hmm. or if they could have done an extended episode where it was last episode and this episode like together. It just, I don't know, like it felt like this episode, while obviously a ton of things happen and the Igris arising and him getting, like, I don't know. It's just like, I know what was going to happen type of deal. So like, I know he's going to arise. He's going to get Igris to get out of it. So like, I'm sure people who had no idea what's happening thought this was like really sick. It just felt like, I don't want to say like administrative or like procedural, but like, it felt like okay, we ticked boxes. Like, I really want to see the next episode now. It didn't feel so much like season finale-esque.
Yeah, I
definitely a big cliffhanger.
In the intro, I did not say it was my personal favorite episode. I want to make that clear, because I'm kind of with you in the sense that I feel like for a finale episode, if we got both the fight of Igris and the class reveal in one episode. Like, that is a genuine finale. Whereas this, it, while we do get the whole fight of him, you know, taking out the knights, and it was beautifully animated, it's not like a boss fight. Like, he's supposed to be kicking the shit out of these knights. Yeah. So, you know,
that's true. That's actually a good point.
I understand, like, where you're coming,
like,
from.
Yeah, we get like the way he uses the daily quest was still cool. And we get the iconic look where he's wrapped up with the two daggers. Was like, when they show that shot, I was like, fuck yeah, this is sick. But yeah, just something about it. It not necessarily fell flat, but it feels like the content in this episode was noticeably just less, maybe, than the Egress fight, which is honestly props to the Egress fight, obviously. But
I think I said it to Alki too. I was, the episode ended and I immediately was just like, well, now I want to see Egress in action again, just reanimated. So I feel where it didn't quite hit fully. I'm still probably with you that I think episode 11, the Egress fight, was still probably my favorite. It just was so well done. Yeah. Go ahead if you have one last thing.
I think that's the theme of what we've been saying. Like, we were worried that 12 is not going to be enough. And I mean, I think that they ended their plan, their storyboard to end it at this, whatever, that was accomplished. But as people who know the story, like, it leaves you wanting more. I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I agree that 11 was probably better than 12, but episode 9 of Game of Thrones seasons was always better than 10 too.
That's fair.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's why my comments, like when I started, were about the whole season. And I know we'll probably take a moment to talk about the whole season, but I just felt like when you look at the big picture, the 12 episodes together were good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it boils down to like a victim of my own expectations, because last episode was so good. Plus, like I said, I know it's going to happen. So while it's hype to like watch Necromancer flip into Shadow Monarch into like Egress arising, like, it's just, I know there's so many more cool things coming, type of deal, where like, yeah, it's like, I want more.
The Ruler's Hand was good too, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. All right, let's just kick it off then. So we're just going to pick up immediately where episode 11 ends, with Song continuing this infinite quest, essentially, of where he has to beat all the minions here, but they're just never ending. Song's tiring out, his fatigue is getting high, and he's almost entirely out of his HP and mana. This is where he kind of hits this delusional state of, he starts hearing and seeing people of his past, if you even want to call it a past. I don't even know how many months it's been, but from his past, quote unquote, including the younger version of himself, which they're all essentially telling him that it's just not worth pushing yourself this hard for no matter what the outcome could possibly be. And I think, again, I don't know if Kyle, if you managed to get a chance to reread these chapters, but this was something that I didn't remember from reading, but I think was also a very nice touch. I do like these extra self-questioning moments of his journey and his quest, because he is being pushed to his limits. He, like, he could realistically die here. We know that doesn't happen, but he's doing these stupid acts that he's always going against these monsters that he shouldn't have any chance of beating. But his motivation and dedication to getting so strong is just that powerful that he will put himself in those moments. So I thought it was a nice touch here. It's always it also brings a little bit more darkness into the anime rather than just it being fight after fight after fight.
Yeah, two things. One, I agree. I didn't see it coming, potentially because I don't remember it happening in the webtoon, or if it was maybe a light novel only thing. And two, do you really think I feel like I'm of a mind where he couldn't actually have died here.
No. I mean, it's so hard to word it, but yes, I am on your side where there was, I don't think, ever a chance
it was just for him to die. For how long he could survive in those 5 minutes or 10.
You're saying that if the sword had connected with him, it wouldn't have technically, I guess, even connected with him. It would have kind of maybe faded before it finished him off.
That was my, like, it was okay. Like, you beat Egress, so like the job change request is happening now. And then how well you perform, how long you survive was the enhancement points that you get. So he survives the whole way, kills every single enemy, so he gets the max amount of bonus points. Okay, which then levels him through his necromancer job all the way to Shadow Monarch.
So, I don't know if that's true, because they wouldn't have given him a teleportation stone if that's true.
But this all comes into what I'm sure we'll talk about at the end with our spoiler section, but like this all just comes down to, I think the most important thing here is younger Sung Jin-Woo, the evil one that's talking to him and putting him down. At the very, very end, his last comment is something along the lines of, it seems like they don't want you to die. So Kyle's saying that if he died in that moment, do you think if he died before getting teleported, he would have been still offered the necromancer class, is what I guess you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, he would have.
I think if he literally, the clock started and he,
it was like 5 minutes
immediately, he mm-hmm. would have still become a necromancer and would have had just no enhancement points.
Gotcha. Yes.
Been the weakest level of necromancer.
Right. Okay. I'm with you on that. Yes.
But since
yes.
he survived the entire clock they gave him and he defeated every single enemy, he got the max amount of enhancement points, which then levels him all the way to Shadow Monarch.
Right. Right. I think I'm with you on that. That he would have probably just been a regular necromancer if he had died.
That is the way that they phrased it. I just am a little thrown off by the fact that he got the teleportation relic or stone or whatever.
That feels like maybe it's just like a bonus loot drop where, like, we know they can go to more dungeons through the system.
Mm-hmm. Actually, to your point, when he actually was going to choose the class, the system was like, are you sure you don't want to do it? And then, like, I think they would have made him do it anyway. Like, I think it was written.
I think it was more so destiny, maybe not written.
You
I just think it was...
he's the fucking Lee Sin al-Gaib. Yeah.
Yes, in this story, 100%, dude.
But like we already said, the timer for the daily quest reaches zero, so now he's transferred to the penalty zone, and
classic plot armor.
Definitely classic plot armor. I do want to again emphasize that quote that younger Sung Jin-Woo, just to all of our new listeners and new watchers, that. Again, seems like they don't want you to die. We're not supposed to know who is they. We have heard Sung in the past talk about the system. We can probably assume that whatever the system is what young Sung is referring to himself here.
He even acknowledges it himself. Doesn't he in that moment?
Luck. He mentions luck.
Yeah, it's like sometimes is also needed, not just strength. And that's when he's immediately teleported.
Yeah.
But here he is able to recover all of his stamina, which is very good. He uses some of the potions that he's been hoarding in his bag, but he tries to recover some
potions.
He can't use the HP potions. Oh, he drinks the stamina potions, but the HP and mana potions don't work. So he's still left at like basically one HP, one mana, but that's all our guy needs to fuck up all these centipedes that from episode 3 were giving him issues. Now it's a cakewalk with no HP. As long as he's full stamina, he can take him out. And so he does, and he gains, I'm pretty sure it's around 4 levels from it. And those leveling up allows him to also recover HP and mana. So there's no worries of him going back and just getting one shot by just some random knight.
And he was like, it's pretty clutch that every time I level up, I get the boosts.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. How convenient, brother.
Yeah, nudge.
The main point of all this is that Sung hits up the shop, baby, and we got a new dagger in the Night Killer, which of course it's just the perfect dagger is just waiting for him in the shop. It's the Night Killer, so what else is he going to use? It's, I think, a 25% damage buff to knights.
Armored
enemies. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that clarification. And he pops the ruler's hand that we know he got from Icarus. He's able to move objects without touching them, and it is time to suit up, baby. It is time to head back to the dungeon. He returns the original quest, and just with that little bit of HP and mana recovery and all that stamina, he just starts popping off. He talks about, we can just all kind of talk about here how he identifies the mages, any of the scenes or moments, at least in this part before we get to the class reveal, that you want to call out or anything like that. Like for me personally, I really love the shot of him going stealth, and it's all the eyes that are just kind of floating around and they all perceive him up top, and it just looks so good. I just keep emphasizing that I think the animation genuinely has gotten noticeably better since episode 1. I was definitely hot and bothered the entire time.
I actually liked the portrayal of the mage's like eye like that. I guess that's one of their abilities, because in the episode prior, I'm pretty sure they spotted him using that like behind the pillar or whatever. I just thought it's just like a cool little ability that I guess the mages have.
I think they make it more clear in the webtoon that it's like an actual like perception ability. It's not like a perception skill. Like I think they're using an ability.
Right. Like it's a spell,
yeah,
essentially, right? That's how I understand. That's how I took it as well.
Mm-hmm. This is easily the best pre-Shadow Monarch look that he gets with the like the athletic tape.
Oh yeah,
the daggers to both of his hands, and he's got like the torn up jacket, and he's just like double fist. It's just literally the coolest he looks before he really starts to become who he has to become.
Akembo,
just literally amazing. Like the shot where they gave it to us, where he's like post action, like and then ready to get right back into it. I was like,
that was panel for panel.
Let me just pause my screen, get a little screenshot in right there. Like, that's clearly the YouTube thumbnail right there.
Yep. That's panel for panel, dude. All these Twitter accounts were going apeshit over like, oh, they like gave us one of the sickest panels, like, and it was pretty close. I think the panel is like a hair better.
Because it does. I saw the comparisons, because the panel, I mean, they draw in like the system kind of in the background, whereas here it's just him and the knights around him. But at least in terms of him and his body motion, like it's one to one. Like it just looks so good.
Yeah.
So good. The dagger throwing is also fucking amazing. And then he could just ruler's hand it back to him. It's just the combination is so badass.
Yeah, man. He's just all the skills he gets. He's just a fucking beast. They try to make the huge knight too, and he stops it and then just right.
Yeah, like
it,
psych.
Explodes. It's just, there's nothing they could do at this point to stop him. He's
like
just,
the golem appears and he acts worried, but he destroys it with not even swinging his dagger. It's more of just like a push into the arm and it just blows up the golem. And it's like, what are you even worried about here? But he does manage to take out the five mages that have been opening portals that have been allowing just plain knights to enter freely. He kind of figures it out by killing a bunch of knights. He hasn't been gaining any XP, so he's wondering if they're just like kind of considered weapons, deduces that. And the way that he takes out all the five mages is really badass. I think Alki vividly on the final three kills of mages or whatever, Alki vividly was just like, that was so fucking badass. And it was
audible.
He's a beast.
But here we go. So after defeating the mages and the remaining knights, the quest is complete and Sung is receiving his class based on his performance. And I'm going to read out everything here. So bear with me, everyone. Wherever the player goes, the angel of death follows. Whatever path the player takes, it is littered with corpses and the stench of blood remains. In addition, the player craves great power and blazed his own trail without relying on others. Its thirst for strength calls forth the ghosts that roam the Valley of Death. The ghosts summoned by the Shadow Army will follow the player's orders as the Shadow Army and make only way for the player.
Oh.
Your job is necromancer.
Bro, thank you for reciting that.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
I got chills reciting it myself. It's just because I remember reading it for the first time and it's like you're reading the words. And you're like, where the fuck is this going? Because Sung himself is surprised. And like Kyle had said, I think on the last podcast, we had been talking about how the show has been really pushing us towards like, okay, classes like assassin and tank and all these other ones. And so even as Sung's reading it, he's like, what is this? Like, this isn't even a class that I recognize. And it's the reveal of necromancer, and it blows him away, which it blew me away. Personally, there wouldn't be any doubt in my mind of yes, hitting accept. I don't even know why he would even bother clicking no, but
I liked his little internal narration. It was just like, I'm not really a necromancer. Like, I don't want to be in the back. Like, I'm built more for an assassin speed type. And then he's like, well, it doesn't mean I can't do that. And it's like, that's what I was
wary too about his intelligence stat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool. It was good. I think that excerpt of the text, like, I like how I know the whole thing. It kind of resembles a video game. I mean, it kind of is like a video game, the way they portray it. It felt like a cutscene from a video game, you know, and I thought that was just really fun.
I remember finding out for the first time when he was a necromancer and just like Dave said, being like, what in the world? Like, I can't think of anything I've read or watched where the main character has this.
Right.
As like their power, their skill, their ability type thing.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Villainous. You know, it feels so villainous. Yeah. So it's just, it was so interesting getting to that point for the first time, getting through the story and being like, whoa, where is this going to go type of deal? So that's
very
such
edgy.
An exciting thing.
It is important for people to remember that, yeah, Song has been losing emotions. He has been warned by people already about the power and levels that he's reaching and how empty he will find himself with all this power. You know, Kang was the one specifically that said, you know, standing in the darkness too long will overwhelm yourself. And so as, you know, first time viewers and us discussing this with, you know, trying to keep blinders on, you definitely want to think about where Song Jin-woo morally is at in his, in like internally, just because you, we've obviously seen the good in him, but we've also seen that level of evil and negativity come out of him at points too. So something for everyone to consider with this now being his accepted job.
Yeah. It's like he acknowledged that he was losing emotions or whatever. And now in his struggle to maintain his, you know, humanity and feelings, emotions, his ability to stay in touch with himself. Now he's going to be surrounded around death.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like nonstop. Yeah. It's kind of in five steps in the backwards, you know?
And they've been, and Dave has done a good job, I think, of calling out, they've been using shadows visually a lot in these episodes leading up to it, and how like his shadow connects directly into, like, you know, the darkness, the rest of the shadows, all that kind of stuff. So it's just fucking well done, man. And then the way the Shadow Army looks too is fucking sick. It's just all good. It's all good.
The glowing eyes, that was like one of my favorite features of the webtoon, was just the glowing eyes, and as they move it kind of like drags. Just the way the webtoon was drawn, and we've said it plenty, it feels animated. And then when he got the necromancer ability and his eyes like flash purple, like that was so awesome.
That was gonna be what I call out. I'm pretty sure it's right here when he gets revealed that he's reached the max amount of bonus points that he can, and he gets revealed that he's the Shadow Monarch, and the black and purple weaves are emanating around him. His eye literally goes from that light blue that we've been seeing for so long, and it becomes purple. I was just groaning and moaning. I was like, that is just, we're in it. We're in it. Hot and bothered, baby, the whole time.
Is it, don't they return to blue though?
They do, I think, in like later in the episode, but I know going forward that it will be a more meaningful purple. Like it'll be more permanently purple.
Yeah, it's his it's a color association. Like he will now for the rest of the story be purple. Like when his guys have like that little dark blackish purplish look. I love the way the Shadow Army look as well, Kyle.
Yeah, it's just a cool feature. I love like the mages when they're not. So I guess setting a little bit of background, he gains the two skills, one being, go ahead, Dave, because I don't remember.
The first, yeah, no problem. The first ability that he's earned is Shadow Extraction, which will allow him to convert his slain enemies into a shadow army that follows his every word. And then we'll cover that in a second. But the second part being Shadow Storage, which is just, I think, is the total number of shadows that he can command at a time. And I think that right now, the most that he can carry at one time is 20.
Yeah. So the Shadow Extraction is just amazing, and the way that they all look, they look so much cooler as shadows than they do
when they were
just suits of armor. Like it's just so much cooler, which I love. The mages, I think, look so sick, because we saw them and they have like the darkness in their hoods when they're quote unquote alive, and then now it like glows. They don't have the face still with the hood. It's just fucking awesome.
Liked as soon as he got the ability, the class, the world around him and the way he perceives it changed automatically, because now he has these abilities. So he's like, oh, I'm hearing these like whimpering, like these voices. And if you think about it, that was probably there from, you know, the first episode. But now because he has these newfound abilities, it's visible to him. And I just think that's really cool how the system is like working like that and actually blocking the world around him to his stats. Like, that's so fucking sick. It's so sick. He's so broken. Fucking he's
only just starting to.
Whoever's listening, dude, you guys have no idea where this goes. Like, I swear it gets pretty deep, and he is just like top five, bro.
We do stay on this very generic story route for a little bit, and then all of a sudden, pretty much just after what will be the ant raid, essentially, is when things will get really confusing for the story. But like, up until that point, it's just nonstop action and just growth for our boy. And it's I know it's hard to believe that Sung Jin-woo could possibly get any stronger, but he fucking does. And
it's literally exponential. It just never stops.
It's just amazing. And I'm pretty sure even here, for gaining the max amount of points, like they just award him 10 more skill points. They're just like, okay, like, you leveled up a bunch and you got all those skill points, but like, here's an extra 10 more. So yeah, certainly exponential. And
let's glitch for you real quick.
He needs to choose a trigger word for the shadow extraction, and everyone just better get very comfortable with this word, because it is going to be singing in your ears for the next five seasons or however many seasons. I don't think the mangaka, or whatever you want to call it in Korea, could have picked a better word, honestly. Like, it's just so dark. It's just so badass. It's just the perfect word to describe how Sung Jin-woo is about to just go and just fuck up everyone's shit.
Get up. He said that. That's like my dumbass would say that shit.
Of course, they had to pick a voice actor with like a really deep voice too, so that every time he says arise, it's got to hit like...
drop it a couple octaves.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually funny.
That word, every time I read that word in the manga, it was just chills. Seeing it here for the first time was chills.
It preceded an epic moment every single time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Every time he uses a rise is gonna be fucking badass.
Oh yeah,
without a doubt.
Our first of many right here.
Yeah,
I thought this scene was great. I thought they adapted it really, really well.
Yeah,
speech
I like
he gives, you know, like that's such a great scene because it introduces us to the concept of failure. All of us that have played Pokemon before have definitely spammed stronger Pokemon with Pokeballs. It's pretty much the same concept. So
yeah,
I just like the idea of him just giving this rousing speech beforehand for his last try and it working out. It's just perfect.
That speech to Egress, man, is just, it's so perfect. I fucking love it. He's just talking about how, why are you going to sit here and mope and try and defend this empty throne? Your king's never going to come back to you. Why defend this person when I'm right here in front of you? Just so inspirational. And we do see that he only has three attempts at shadow extraction. We can basically deduce that weaker enemies pretty much are guaranteed to be arisen. But Egress here was significantly stronger than everyone else, and so of course there's going to be some difficulty, but the speech that he gives just hits home for Egress and is completely inspired and now has been successfully extracted. I really like how the cape came out. At first I was like, what the fuck's going on with the back? And then it just pops out, the cape, and boom.
The best part of the episode was when Egress kneeled.
Oh yeah,
that was so awesome.
Get comfortable with that too, because our boy Egress is a loyal minion for
again, he looks sick in the red armor, cooler as a shadow still.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It's nice that they, I honestly,
and I like how they kept the red hair.
That's just what I was,
is that what you can say?
Yeah, because they could have easily just made that blue to fit the whole scheme, but it does kind of remind you of like Egress's roots, and like, he is blood red Egress, you know.
Yeah, like, I read Egress as black as a shadow for hundreds of chapters, but I knew that he was red, and that's probably because of the helmet tail.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Kyle, I cut you off, man.
You're good. It's just, this is thematically makes a lot of sense for the ending of the first season, where like, we have the shadow army and they're kneeling in front of him, but it's just like, more. I want more.
We just leveled up, bro.
I know.
The last thing, there was one other thing I wanted to point out before covering at least one other scene. What was that exactly? I'm blanking. But I
guess
that was the other thing that I'll mention. So we'll just get into that. The last thing I want to talk about is Choi's, not extraction, but just like visiting Jeju Island with all the other hunters just to get a feel for what's going on. Where we leave off is that they're on the plane. Chahei in, which I don't think they've mentioned why, but is, you know, she's got the tissue over her nose. So we'll get into that when that time comes. That's just a very, just her character to a T. And they see something in the water, which, any thoughts, guys? Any, like, I know we know what it is, but like, no, I know we know what it is, but I was, you know, and I had theorized that they would potentially be flying, I guess. I don't know what they saw in the water. Like, are the ants going to be swimming in the water?
I mean, I just think it's the ants. Maybe they have gotten stronger since their last mission.
Yeah, no, I was just curious if you guys thought their adaptations had provided something different than what we had seen in the books.
Well, they have like evolved to like,
because again, swim. Like, I kind of spoiled it last time, but you know, the ants have been on the island for so long that they've become to adapt, and eventually in the manga we'll see them flying. But here, like, they're in a chopper and they're just hovering over endless amounts of water. They're just on top in the middle of the ocean and they see something. And I just thought, I know it's going to be ants, but I'm just curious as like how they're transporting these ants on water, you know?
No comment.
Yeah. I guess same. Important to point out because it does feel like a change.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll just have to find out more information, I guess.
Oh, and the other thing that I wanted to mention is that each of his shadow, Song Jin-woo's shadow soldiers will have different ranks. So the weak knights are, I forget what it was, like knight level. And then, or is that, yeah, Egress is knight level. We'll just call them grunts. The many knights are just grunt level. So there will be levels to this shit.
And they actually showed us like their numerical level.
Yeah, so Egress is level 7.
Mm-hmm. And then the rest were one.
One. Yeah. One. But I think he's level 7. Like, do we think, though, that he's level 7 in being a knight? Or do you think being level 7 makes him a knight?
I just don't remember.
I think that's the latter.
You think he's level 7 as a knight?
No, the latter. Like, oh. I think that because he's level 7, he has that title.
Okay. That would make sense. Saying? I mean, that's how it's usually in video games. I don't think that they would just kind of reset you back to 1 once you get a new rank. Like, I think they would just continue going, but...
Oh, you're saying, like, level 7 knight, and then if he goes to, like, I don't know, general or something, you'd be, like, general level 1.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't... Actually, now that you... But I just think it's, like, because he's level 7, he's knight.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we can leave it at that for now.
Someone, I'm sure, will correct us in YouTube, Discord, something.
All right, the last thing we can talk about here is just the structure of how they're going to be releasing these seasons. So they kind of announced this within the past week, I want to say, maybe 2 weeks. They basically confirmed that season 2 will be releasing later this year. I'm fairly certain it's in June. And if that's the case, that's wild because June just continues to be a jam-packed month of TV entertainment. So that'll be interesting to see how we cover that. But how it's supposed to be is that, like I said, season 2 will release later this year. And then how they've been saying is it'll be 6 seasons. So again, we just finished season 1, which was 12 episodes. And then season 2 is going to release later this year and also be 12 episodes. But one thing we saw is this person online just call it 3 cores, like a French word, C-O-U-R-S. And I think that just literally means...
He said 6 cores, I thought.
6 cores.
It doesn't matter.
People are arguing, basically, at the end of the day, people are arguing if it's going to be 6 seasons or 3 seasons, but it's not going to matter because it's all going to end up at the same number of episodes. Like, each, I don't know how to say this, the total number of episodes by the end of Solo Leveling anime, let's say if it's 100 episodes, that will always, no matter what, whether it's 3 or 6 seasons, we'll get those 100 episodes, what I'm trying to say, so...
I was actually, we were kind of on the money. Apparently, a core, C-O-U-R, is a 3-month unit of television broadcasting. 13 weeks.
Interesting.
Corresponding to one of the 4 seasons. And then it just says, what is a core in Japan? A measurement of length of a television series. A one-season series of generally 13 weekly episodes is described as being one core. I don't know if you pronounce the S or not, long, while a 2-season series of generally 26 episodes would be described as 2 cores. That's funny, though, because season 1 of like a lot of animes is 26 episodes or 24 episodes, right, which I guess would mean 2 core. But if he's saying 6 core or whatever he said, sounds like it's going to be 3 24 season episodes, maybe like part 1, part 2 each. Because I wonder, if it's coming out in June, can you call it season 2?
That's going to be a thing.
This is to that Attack on Titan of
season four, part one.
Yeah, that's stupid.
If anything, this to me feels more like Demon Slayer. Like Demon Slayer doesn't have seasons. Like they're just the
arc, which I actually like that a lot.
I didn't at first, but I've been coming around to it because you know, before Demon Slayer was always like, okay, give me my 24 one season episodes, you know, but Demon Slayer broke it up differently. And I didn't like it at first. I was like, just give me all the content. But I think it's just, I think it's perfect, honestly, how they
I had more episodes, but I do like that when you talk to somebody, you're like, did you watch Mugen Train?
Yeah.
It's like Mugen Train is, you can go to Netflix and you can fucking go to Mugen Train.
And it's like, oh, did you watch season two? And it's like, oh, what season two?
Yeah,
again?
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah. And then, because when you talk about seasons with Attack on Titan, it's like,
season four gets
so dumb. It's so discombobulated. Yeah,
season four of Attack on Titan is completely different than anything else in the world because it was like three different parts and then the final parts were two different movies. I don't really get it even still.
It's funny too that you say that the core is 13 weeks, so it seems like it was built. It, like we were like, we don't need a recap episode, but it seems like it was just kind of
built in
to the process. Mm-hmm. So it seems like we'll get one of them maybe every season, which is just funny. I wonder if they'll continue to be the most downvoted videos on Crunchyroll, or maybe people will be like,
"Yeah,
these are
we understand a little bit now why we have to have these."
That's funny. Hey, learn something new. I'm glad that we know that now. That's interesting.
But yeah, so if my math is correct, 24 times 3. At the end of the day, there will be 72 episodes of Solo Leveling.
That seems very solid for 170 chapters or whatever it is.
I completely agree, and I think something that Kyle or one of you had mentioned in our chat too was that at the pace that we're at right now, we should only technically have four seasons versus the six that they're planning or whatever.
Because we're at like 40-ish chapters for a season.
Right. And so this kind of goes into what we've been talking about on this podcast about the extra content they're going to be providing us. I hope it's not like too diluted. The ending of this anime does get pretty confusing, and I would like them to spend more time, especially towards the ending, on clarifying some of these plot points that are occurring and clarifying certain actions and characters and their roles in the world. I think that would be beneficial. Again, I like the Eugene construction stuff, but I hope
I don't give a shit about that shit.
I like that stuff more than like other people's stuff though. Like I don't care. Like the fact that we even got Juhi this episode was like, she's already in the past.
She's a thing of the past, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you. If they're going to drag shit out, it must be on the ending.
Or just, emphasizing fights that we never got in the
It
the
better manga. Be because honestly, that's the most. It was tricky reading it. I think it had to do with translations, probably. Mm-hmm. I also think that the webtoon itself did not dive deep enough into some of the things. I think that was part translation, part light novel adaptation. Mm-hmm. This anime has the opportunity to clear these things up, mm-hmm. and that's something I'm very eager for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't even necessarily think it's like dragging things out. It makes sense, at least to me, that as you get farther, you know, you would get slower.
Yeah, look at One Piece.
Become more complex. You know, you would mm-hmm. like I said, we're 40 chapters a season now. Maybe we get 20 chapters in like the last season type of deal because there's just so much going on.
Maybe they'll make the fights long, and I'm cool with that.
I'm way cool with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get into our spoiler talk. There's, I guess, maybe a couple things that I personally want to bring up, but for everyone that is strictly show watching, we really appreciate your time here today. We're not going to just send you out on a harsh note.
Season.
We
End
love you guys.
Season.
Yeah, we've loved covering this whole season with all you new watchers. Obviously, this is a show that you can clearly see that we're all very passionate about, and we've been very happy with how it's been adapted so far this way through 12 episodes. So thank you so much for hanging out with us. You obviously will be alerted and known of when we are going to be covering season two or core two, whatever you want to refer to it as.
I wonder how many people by the time the next season comes out will have already read.
That's what I was wondering the same thing.
You can easily put
too.
This away in a week or two.
That was going to be a question I wanted to ask too. Just thinking of how many people even couldn't even wait for the finale, you know, like how many people got to like, I know Kyrie was one.
Yeah. When I go back and read the chapters, you see some new comments. It's like, literally started because the anime just came out and I needed to know everything that happens.
Where do you read?
I forget the name.
The one that
like
I read.
A website?
If you just do, most of the time, if you just do like read Dash and then the manga, like that
website that comes
One
Piece.
Up, like One Piece does read One Piece. Yeah, I think there's a read Solo Leveling
one. I still use that app, the Manga Man app.
I wish I had.
I don't know why or how I'm so blessed to have that on my phone still, but it's fantastic. Every chapter of any manga I read has comments. Some are recent, and I think it's really funny. It's just like, I got some other dude, and who knows where, like, we're on the same page together. It's funny.
Yeah. That is funny. All right. So thanks again to all of our show watchers. We are now going to enter the spoiler-filled portion of our conversation. 3, 2, 1, let's kick it off. I guess the first thing that I want to talk about is just if he says no, like obviously the original Shadow Monarch set this all up. Like he was the one that created the knights and the mages so that they would appear to be like people from his past. Like this was all a culmination, I think, of the Shadow Monarch and
the architect.
The architect, correct. And
definitely.
You think still that, okay, maybe not in the moment that he was actually about to lose, but like, let's say he goes 1 minute. So he lasted 5 minutes before getting teleported to whatever place the penalty zone. If he lasts 1 minute, no matter what, we're all on the page that he's going to get Necromancer. Like it does not matter.
I'm on that page. Yes. He just would get way less enhancement points. So he wouldn't have become the Shadow Monarch right there. He would have had to work.
Yeah. He would have had to level it up.
Yeah, but I think he could have died to Egress, but I think once he defeated Egress, he got into this job change thing was not actually something that could end in death.
Okay.
I think that regardless of all that, even if he did hit no twice, he would have had the opportunity to get a job change again later, and the system/architect would have been like, do you want to be a necromancer? And at that point, he would probably have been like, seems like I should be a necromancer, and accepted it.
Okay, maybe I misunderstood. I agree that there's no way he could have been anything else besides a necromancer.
Mm-hmm.
Does he mention that he would have had the ability to change, like he can change it later? Like I forget in that whole monologue of when he first declines it and it asks him, are you sure? I feel like he thinks about it and he says something along the lines of like, oh, if I really wanted to change, I could, but I can't really totally remember.
Even if he did, that feels very unreliable narrator. Like he doesn't actually know that that's true. He's just assuming that. I feel like once he became like the point is for him to become the Shadow Monarch to replace the old one. So like he doesn't really have a choice in some of these things. He can choose obviously what he levels up, skill points, and how he like maybe goes to like the demon castle dungeon thing and that kind of stuff. But there's certain things that he literally can't avoid or say no to. And this was obviously one of them.
The other thing.
I hope I don't turn people off when I'm talking about how the shit got like really confusing at the end. It's not that it was confusing. It just like it was. I understood, but the details were just, I felt like they weren't fleshed out.
Yeah. Some minor things were just.
And like when I say I want the anime to drag. I don't mean drag. I meant the word dissect. Like I want this shit to be clear to the watchers on exactly its importance.
Like I get the whole big picture ending that it was always destined that it was going to be him versus the Destruction Monarch, the dragon guy, the dragon king, whatever. But the whole portion of like who are the monarchs versus who are the angel looking people,
the lights too.
Yeah, because their names are also similar. So okay, perfect example.
Rulers exactly. And monarchs.
So it's monarchs and rulers, which is like, okay, what's the
and then like wasn't the
there?
Shadow Monarch like a ruler before, but then
he was originally a ruler, defected and then joined them and try and kill the OG guy, but then the god ended up being like a good guy and the Shadow Monarch was like, oh shit, I maybe made the wrong choice. It was so confusing. Like I get the big picture stuff, but just like the background to the rulers and monarchs is just so confusing to me. And I didn't really understand it.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Shit. I just had it again. What I wanted to bring up here in this spoiler. Nope. Lost it again. I feel like it had something to do with the ants, but I'm losing.
I have something to ask. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good question. You know how it's like continuing right now? The webtoon? You know how there's like Or like it could, there was like at least 15 ongoing. Chapters.
I don't know if it was still ongoing, but I caught up with them. Yeah.
So like or, a spinoff, like what?
No, happened? It's a literal continuation, and it's like the whole reality in the world is like erased, and like he no only one, he's the only one on Earth that knows.
Hunters don't exist anymore. Like he's the only one.
Wow. And like I left off, and he was he like looking like, up Che.
He's literally like 50 years. Oh, okay. Well, he actually doesn't age. He doesn't age, but I'm pretty sure it, like in one of the later panels that Alki's referring to, like it's him and Cha is like not old, but she's definitely, you know, like in her 40s maybe. And she's definitely well aged, and it's him kind of like just more of a man than he already looks by the end. And he's fighting these beasts from like a different dimension. It's wild.
Dude,
that feels like Boruto Naruto stuff.
Well, okay, the most recent chapter on Manga Rock, I should say, not Manga Man, Manga Rock, is from June 1st, 2023, so
I think I caught up
then. I feel like it's probably done then. I wonder if it's actually going to go that far. Do you think it will go that far? Because that's 200 chapters. Dude, at the end?
The anime will go that far.
Yes.
Probably.
I think the anime will only go that far if that's part of the light novel.
Okay.
That's fair. I do remember what I wanted to ask you, Kyle, personally, because I think I mentioned this to Alki off pod, but something that we hear, like you saying that we're on pace for 4 seasons, but we're getting 6. Things like that came to my mind were like, if the chairman versus the ice elf, when it's kind of revealed that the chairman is a fractured light or whatever it's called, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like in that scene, we don't see them fight at all. But if they could like tease us a little bit, maybe get the chairman going a little bit versus the ice elf, give us a little actual display of his power in that fight, like that'd be cool. I don't care if they don't have to show us the whole fight and him getting his ass.
They will 100% show us that fight.
I hope it's a little bit. I just want a little bit.
Yeah, I'm saying that there's totally room to like slow things down.
Because there are plenty of fights that just kind of get overlooked like that. Like there's another one with Sung Jinwoo's dad, I think, when he fights Hwang, the brother.
That's supposed to be like that though, I think. Like it's literally over in an instant.
Yeah, but like we don't see it really. Like they're matching up and we see their auras emanating. That's again just something that I feel like if they just want to give us, yeah, little teases of these characters that we never actually got to see fight, but
Dude, you just Sung Jinwoo's dad.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Like, holy shit, we're about to get into that, bro.
Yeah, Thomas Andre. Hopefully, we get to see.
Yeah, that's your boy, Kyle.
Is he gonna come in next season? I was trying to in my head piece together where we're gonna.
No, because don't they like have the whole council about the strongest, and they got to bring the guy from China, and then when they go to Jeju Island.
That'll probably be. I feel like Jeju Island must be season 3. I feel like that's gonna be it.
Damn, they're really they're planting some seeds.
I don't think they're going to be dropping into Jeju Island next season.
So the next thing is the Red Gate.
Red Gate, and he's got to get his rank. I guess then we're going to get international. That'll be interesting to see how they handle that with still not having given us our exact location in the
world. He's going to fight that guy, right? The S rank guy is after him?
Yeah, like that's all got to happen. I'm pretty sure before.
That happens late.
Is that late? Is that late too?
I'm pretty sure that happens after Jeju Island.
Your
that
guess
makes that
because
as good
at
as mine.
That conference they're talking about the big portal stuff,
right?
And he like gives them some info type of deal.
Mm. The brother does, after,
yeah. No, Sung does. Sung's there, and they talk about his dad and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
what is his rank? He gets double S, right?
No, I think he's just S. But like, I don't know if
they like literally mentioned though he could be like double S.
They do mention the concept of double S hunters, and I don't know if we've ever met one in the manga, except for maybe that one. There was a 7-star hunter.
Thomas
I feel
Andre.
Like there was
no,
that
the 7-star guy is the Chinese guy, and he fucking gets worked.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's it's 7-star because China has their own.
Yes, because they have their own system.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. They have a different
class.
Also.
Yeah.
When does the army go from blue to purple? Like I do obviously know that they're purple, but I feel like by the end I vividly remember them being purple.
Why was it blue in the manga in the anime?
No, it's right. Like at the very beginning when he gets his power, like here, like they're blue, but by the end of the manga, everyone's purple.
Yeah.
Like they're all changed the colors.
Tank, he's blue.
Originally, he's blue, but by the end, he's purple.
We get the big serpent guy who owns the trident who can do magic. He's blue, I think.
Oh, you know what?
But then when we fight the giants at the end with that big dungeon break, they're all purple.
It must be when he...
So I forget.
Goes... When he meets the architect. Yes, yes. Yeah, I think that's when it would be them being purple. Because then he's kind of fully, basically become the Shadow Monarch at that point.
We just like casually discuss like four like literally amazing things that are upcoming. And, like trying to decide how the order of them happening. Just,
I wonder. It's so hype. It's just so
I wonder how many people actually stick around for this. I hope they do. I just would like to know like who else. Yeah, but it would be so like who else is.
We're talking to ourselves.
That's that was what Binge Town was founded on, us talking to ourselves. So. All right. Any final thoughts? We kind of crushed it.
Going to be shouting out Thomas Andre, and I already got there, so I'm good.
I think millions are listening.
I wish. I would be a millionaire at that point. So,
no, you wouldn't.
Yeah, definitely not. All right. That's going to be it for today's final episode coverage of Solo Leveling. We'll be back with season two coverage in June. Again, not sure how
confirmed?
We're going to. I think it's June. I swear to God. Yeah. It's June or July, but that's crazy that June would be that stacked with television entertainment. But if you like what you heard, give Binge Town TV a follow on all of our socials, X, Insta, YouTube, and all that. Be sure to join our Discord and chat with us about anything that you are currently watching, what your thoughts were on the finale of Solo Leveling. We'd love to hear your guys' hypeness for it as well as ours. Lastly, for our podcast catalog, just check out bingetowntv.com. It's going to have a nice organized list of everything that we've ever covered in a nice alphabetical order for you. So be sure to check that out. And if I didn't say it enough, once again, we are Binge Town TV, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.